Welcome to our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. Our guest today is Rusty Shockley, the superintendent of West Central Valley Schools. We'll discuss many legislation that will affect the school district and much more on this program. All right, well, I'll just start it out by saying we're speaking with the West Central Valley superintendent, Rusty Shockley. And Rusty, just first off, thanks for speaking with me here today.
And thanks for having me on.
First off, I'd like to talk about the retention stipend that you guys approved in your meeting in March. Could you kind of walk us through what the process was and what's in this retention stipend?
Well, we had actually had several preliminary discussions around the stipend, the retention stipend, and then the governor came out with her $1,000 for all the classroom teachers. So in the end, we kind of adjusted what we had planned to do. So ours actually looks like, you know, this year, all teachers and all staff members will receive the $1,000. So it's not just the classroom teachers that are getting it. We just felt for the reason of equity that we needed to do that. We're using ESSER funds to do that with the ones that are not getting the state funding. And then next fall, we approved to do a $2,000 stipend for those employees that are coming back to the district full-time. So all full-time employees will receive $2,000 in the fall from ESSER funds also.
So it's kind of like a double whammy with what the governor's handing out and then also with the ESSER funds you guys got, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we're utilizing both of those. The governor's funds have already been paid to the teachers, and then next month the remainder of the staff members that weren't going to get it will be paid $1,000 through payroll, just like the teachers were this month.
And this retention stipends for teachers that worked during the pandemic, correct? But it seems like you guys are also just giving it to teachers that are been working with you guys thus far, right?
Teachers that are working in this calendar year, as well as every other staff member. I mean, that includes bus drivers, cooks, paras, everyone.
You're also going to give money to support staff and substitute teachers. How does that work?
So the support staff, that includes your bus drivers, all of those that I just talked about. They will be paid through ESSER funds, the $1,000, and they will get the same as the teachers in the fall as the $2,000. For substitutes, they're paid on a per-day basis that they work during the year.
Well, it seems like the sharing agreement with the soccer team with Nottoway Valley and West Central Valley came to a vote, and it seemed like there were some mixed feelings on whether this should occur. What was kind of the decision between the board and this decision, and do you see this coming up again?
We only had four board members there, so I think it's probably going to come back up again for more discussion. It was a 2-2 tie vote, so therefore it failed. So, I think there'll be some more discussion centered around it.
Do you feel like the sharing agreement is not going to pass when it comes up for a vote again at your next meeting in April?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure where we're at on
that. Okay.
I think until we have all the board members there, I don't think anyone could guess whether it's going to fail or pass.
And my next question has to deal with the Iowa House approving the 2.5% funding increase for school districts, and this will affect West Central Valley. So I wanted to get your opinion on this because you're in the trenches. You're dealing with the school numbers. How will this affect West Central Valley? With inflation rising, this will add to the state supplemental aid about $181 per pupil. So I just wanted your opinion on this. Is this adequate?
I don't think anybody thinks, public education, what we get each year is adequate, but, it's better than what we've gotten some past years. So we will certainly take it and use it accordingly.
Governor Kim Reynolds and the Iowa Department of Education announced over $500,000 to award K through 12 teachers in 136 school districts in public schools to grow the computer science teacher workforce. This will affect West Central Valley. Just how are you guys going to build a computer science program, and do you guys see this as a great opportunity?
So, I mean, that's actually some new legislation that came down that every school now has to offer computer science K-12, and it initiates next year. At the high school level, you have to offer a one-semester course in computer science. So, we're like every other district in the state. We're working through that process, getting getting everything ready so that we can offer it this fall. So, yeah, I mean, any funds that we get is beneficial.
Is that something where you guys are going to have to go out and get new computers and get that equipment to hold that class?
No, it's just a matter of, you know, you're putting the curriculum together. We're one-to-one, so, you know, we've got the computer capabilities. It's just a matter of getting the curriculum and the course in place at the high school next year, and then it starts moving down through the grade levels in the subsequent years.
Do you think this is a beneficial program for West Central Valley?
Oh, I think any time that you offer new programming, it's going to be beneficial. I think it'll be interesting to see the interest level and how many kids are interested in taking an elective course like that.
Well, that's all I got. Rusty, is there any final thoughts, you know, as we kind of wrap this thing up?
No, I think we're just kind of having a pretty good spring here at West Central Valley and looking forward to spring sports. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at here. And we'll keep plugging away. We're getting towards the end of the year, and we're looking forward to it.
We appreciate you taking the time, and thanks for joining me as always.
All right, thanks, Logan.
And that was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Superintendent of West Central Valley Schools, Rusty Shockley. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods, and Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart.